couldn't be better to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, and the stars aligned because Cinco de Mayo fell on Taco Tuesday this year. So extra special.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio, and excited when it's days like this on the calendar and this time of year when we can connect with our sister city for Cinco celebrations in Arizona. All of those great locations with the absolute best spirits, food, and fun. The one and only Barrio Queen, and the man with his hand on the pulse of so much of it is the one and only Andrew Patty. Andrew, welcome to WGN. Welcome to your station.
Hey, it's our sister city, and we're happy to be here in sunny Arizona. And we got lucky. It's in the 70s this week, so it couldn't be better to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, and the stars aligned because Cinco de Mayo fell on Taco Tuesday this year. So extra special.
I didn't know if it was like a tear in the time continuum or what happens, or if it's like when Friday the 13th is on the 13th of the whatever with like Halley's Comet. Is that one of those things? Did you guys have sort of a planning meeting to deal with it?
Yeah, the gods blessed us with this one this year. So we have to go big. It's Taco Tuesday, and at Barrio Queen, we do it the biggest in Arizona. So if anybody's ever visiting from Chicago or Illinois, Barrio Queen is a staple in Arizona for Mexican food. And then we are doing buy one, get one free tacos all day. And everyone that comes in, we're also giving you a free taco when you come back. So a little bounce back card.
Wow.
So there's no reason not to come. And in addition to the awesome tacos, we are doing drink specials all day long. And we've been doing it all weekend long. So we're doing $5 margaritas, $5 frozen margaritas with that amazing El Bandido tequila. We have $4 Coronas and just entertainment. We're even up in the ante of something special activation at each location. So it could be from meeting the Katrina dolls to live painting. And then we have El Bandido coming and they're doing live custom hat making. So like, wow, if you ever been to Arizona where they have those custom cowboy hats or custom trucker hats, you could come in and get designed a special hat while you eat your tacos and drink your tequila.
Well, you say that you're nobody does it like you guys do in Arizona. That's obvious. I think that is the case. But if you travel around, I know you got to keep your hand on the pulse down there in Arizona. Maybe you don't see the entire world. I do not know anybody around the country, probably the world, that does it the way that Barrio Queen does. I would contend that you are the undefeated, undisputed champs when it comes to fun and events like this. There is nobody that builds all this stuff in. You'd almost think there's not even time for people to eat because they're too busy picture taking, or face painting or making hats and doing all that stuff. I mean, the fun is nonstop.
Yeah, we celebrate the culture, and with Mexican culture, it's all about having fun, festive, great music, great atmosphere, and that's what you're going to get at Barrio Queen. And in addition to all the fun, like, the food is a core, so we're staying true to the authenticity, and we're doing recipes that have been passed down from generations, and everything is made scratch made. So the time and the effort that goes into each bite and each meal, you could taste it, and it proves, because we're known nationally. We've been on Food Network several times for our guacamole and for some of our dishes. And we just want to invite everybody in for that great food, but also a great time all weekend.
Yeah, the success is a testament, right? All those, I think it's 11 locations. I'm not sure if that, I mean, I don't know how many you have, and maybe it's growing, but all of those and all of the success that you have. So giving people a taco and getting them to come back, Andrew, it is one of the staples. There are so many things on the menu that people know and love. Tacos, obviously, very authentic, and it's something that people do love. People love tacos. But give a couple other dishes that when people show up, they're going to get the taco that they should definitely try. If you had maybe two or three different ones, hey, kind of make their way towards those on the menu.
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier, our guacamole, it put us on the map. It's made with pomegranates,
yes,
which gives a nice little sweet pop. It's so much different than what everyone's doing out there. So the guacamole is a must. Our birrias is absolutely delicious. It's braised short rib. So we have a couple dishes that are made with that. And then we have a dish called the cochinita pibil. And it's our roasted pork that we roast for 18 hours in banana leaf.
Wow.
Like they did back in the day. So that's what I'm saying, is like, so much time and effort goes into all these dishes, and it is so, so good.
And the environment there, the ambiance, just the vibe of the places is just so much fun. It's so conducive to having people come in, spend time with friends and family, have a great time, have a great meal. Here's one thing I think is very important, though, too, is in the overarching bigger picture is you're always health conscious, though, too, and you're always trying to make sure that people stay hydrated, right? And the one way to stay really hydrated is with El Bandido Yankee. And especially, you know, it can get a little hot down there and you're going to want to cool off with one of those frozen margaritas. I have been so excited to hear about just the success of those, that people love them. I mean, it's a public service that you guys are providing down there with the margaritas frozen.
Yeah, and we've been in the business for over 15 years, and we just introduced frozen margaritas just over the past couple years. And the reason we did that is because we never could perfect the recipe for a good frozen margarita, because, you know, you could have them everywhere. And we finally cracked the code using El Bandido and fresh ingredients. So our frozen margaritas are better than anybody out there. I'll put ours up against anyone's, and we're just selling them like crazy. So everyone's super excited. We have some nice flavored ones like mango, strawberry, and peach. So if you want to get a little crazy and get some flavor on that, but yeah, El Bandido has been game changing with helping us with the frozen margaritas, and it's in Arizona. So you got your electrolytes with the salt on the rim, you got your margarita, you're staying hydrated. It's a perfect combo.
We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. We know that so many people from the Chicago area get to love, spend time, enjoy Arizona, and all of them to a person are also fans of Barrio Queen. So Andrew, where can people get more information if they're going to be down there? Of course, we reach most of the country anyway on the broadcast side, but what's that website, maybe social media to get in on all the action, all the fun?
Yeah, BarrioQueen.com, and then all the social links, go to Barrio Queen. Check us out. We're always entertaining. We're always doing something great. If you're in town, I know this is your second home with everybody in Chicago, come down to Barrio Queen. We have 8 Valley locations, conveniently located. So come down, have a great meal, have a great time, and I guarantee it'll be memorable.
Andrew, thanks so much for what you're doing. We'll let you get back to all that action and celebration for Cinco, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, we got some Bandido for you guys. So come on down and let's celebrate Cinco, baby. Woo!